42 Policy Proposals Donald Trump Outlined at America First Summit in D.C. by Nick Gilbertson on July 27, 2022. Former President Donald J. Trump laid out 42 policy proposals at the America First Policy Institute, AFPI, Summit Tuesday, where he gave his first speech in Washington, D.C., since leaving office. Prepared remarks circulated by the Trump team show the 45th president's proposals on an array of topics, including the Second Amendment, border security, education, energy, and election integrity. But a central focus of his policy proposal addresses law and order. The prepared remarks first emphasized the importance of supporting police departments throughout the country and fostering a culture that respects law enforcement. "We have to give our police back their authority, resources, power, and prestige. Leave our police alone. Let them do their job. Give them back their respect. They know what to do. We have to allow them to do it," Trump's plan said. On top of giving officers the tools they need to succeed, Trump's policy proposal called for the restitution of stop and frisk policies in cities, adding that it is imperative guns are taken from criminals. "If you are a convicted felon and you have a gun, you're off the streets," the proposal asserts. Trump also proposed strengthening qualified immunity and other protections for our police officers. He further called on the next set of Washington, D.C. lawmakers, who take office in January, to make emergency funds available for the hiring of police officers across the nation, as many departments face staffing issues. "We need the largest increase in the hiring of police officers in American history, to get more police on the streets than ever before, walking every beat," the prepared remarks said. The 45th president also advocated for a joint violence crime task force headed by both the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security, which would focus on destroying gang organizations and imposing severe penalties. With the nationwide drug epidemic that is claiming the lives of Americans on a daily basis, Trump's plan would crack down on drug dealers, traffickers, and narco-terrorists, and emphasizes that traffickers should receive the death penalty. "As lax bail laws and soft-on-crime policies have preceded lawlessness in many states and metro areas," Trump asserted that the federal government intervenes when radical Democrat politicians will not. "If radical Democrat politicians at the state and local level refuse to protect public safety and instead turn criminals loose to prey upon the innocent, then the federal government will have no choice but to step in. Under these circumstances, the federal government has not just a right, but a duty, to use every tool, authority, and constitutional power at its disposal to defend our citizens." The 45th president's plan calls out the chaos of cashless bail policies and highlighted the moment that Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, the Republican nominee for governor in New York, was attacked at a campaign rally, and hours later, his accused attacker was set free back on the streets. Just last week, a man tried to stab a sitting member of Congress running for governor of New York, Lee Zeldin, and under the state's policies, the attacker was released within hours on cashless bail. According to a study reported last week in the Wall Street Journal, a majority of murders in Baltimore are committed by suspects who should rightfully be in prison, but are instead roaming free under Democrat rule. "The next Congress and the next president should crack down on this insanity, and crack down hard." Another law and order proposal looks to tackle radical and racist prosecutors who fail to uphold the laws on the books that provide security to citizens. "Where there are radical and racist prosecutors denying citizens the full protection of the laws, those offices need to be investigated by the federal government for their systematic violations of civil rights. In areas where the rule of law has devolved, chaos is rampant, and citizens' most basic rights have been violated," Trump suggested that the federal government mobilize the National Guard, without the green light of governors, to bring about order and lawfulness. Drawing off the 10th proposal, Trump honed in on Chicago, where dozens of people being shot on a weekly basis is the norm. "Another 60 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend. This cannot go on anymore. Every other approach has been considered and tried, and only one option remains. The next president needs to send the National Guard to the most dangerous neighborhoods in Chicago until safety can be successfully restored, which can happen in a matter of weeks." The 45th commander-in-chief also laid out plans to address homelessness, emphasizing that vagrants need to go to shelters. The proposal further suggests that the long-term mentally ill need to go to institutions, and unhoused drug addicts need to go to rehab, or if necessary and appropriate, to jail. But wherever they go, surrendering our parks and sidewalks to crazy people is not an option, the prepared remarks said. Moreover, he suggested tent cities be established on the outskirts of metro areas, where medical professionals including doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, and drug rehab specialists would be brought in to help homeless individuals, the mentally ill, and drug addicts get their lives back on track. To build millions of units of housing, or to hold homeless people in luxury hotels, which are costing a fortune, and have no medical or rehab professionals available, is fruitless, the prepared remark said. To further address such issues, Trump called on the next Congress to pass a landmark package of public health, public safety, and mental health care reforms, adding that he will be glad to help campaign for any bill that gets the job done. The prepared remarks stated that WE must restore the age-old right to self-defense. The federal government needs to aggressively protect the right to self-defense in every jurisdiction where it is now under threat, Trump added. If necessary, Congress should pass legislation spurring the Biden administration to act. He proposed concealed carry reciprocity as well. The proposal also highlighted the importance of government at all levels to act on existing statutes to stop the perverted sexualization of minor children and singled out shikos who are forcing sexual content on kindergartners or providing puberty blockers to young children. He adds that these people are not just engaged in acts of depravity. In many cases, they are breaking the law, and they should be held fully accountable. In the prepared remarks, Trump emphasized the importance of border security, proposing that when the GOP takes a majority, they ensure no more funds are used to implement Joe Biden's open borders agenda, and to force him to deport the illegal aliens that he is now refusing to deport. Moreover, he called on Republicans to immediately begin laying the groundwork to implement legitimate border security in September's spending bill. Trump also stressed that the next GOP president must re-implement Remain in Mexico, our Safe Third agreements, asylum restrictions, enhanced rapid deportation initiatives, our surge of military resources, and much more, adding that these should be permanently installed. Moreover, he called for funding to bring about the largest ever increase in the number of new ICE officers. Drawing off of his previous proposal, the 45th president expressed that historic personnel increases must be implemented to remove those who overstay their visas. Additionally, he outlined the need for a financial penalty and bond system so that individuals who overstay their visas suffer significant financial consequences. The prepared remarks added that the National Guard can also be used to help find and remove criminal illegal aliens from our country. Trump proposed harsher penalties, including longer prison terms for repeat immigration violators, to make clear that if you flout our immigration laws, you are looking at hard time, adding. This used to be called Kate's Law, named after Kate Steinle, who was gunned down in San Francisco in the prime of her life by an illegal alien with 5 prior deportations. But we want to go even tougher than Kate's Law to send a message to the world that America's borders are closed to lawbreakers. Moreover, the 45th president called for a dramatic sentencing enhancement for immigration law violators to deter those with a past of sex-related crimes from venturing into the United States. With record 40-year high inflation that is burning holes through the pockets of the working class, Trump emphasized that we need to save our economy and stop the inflation crippling American families. The commander-in-chief also blasted at the education system, asserting that corrupt bureaucracy must be demolished and the children of America be liberated. He further declared that parents' rights must be protected. The proposal also emphasized the country's need to save women's sports. Trump called for radical race and gender theories, as well as political correctness as a whole, to be removed from the military. The 45th president's prepared remarks slammed Wuhan coronavirus lockdowns and mandates, adding that every patriot who was fired from the military be rehired, issued an apology, and be granted back pay. Trump proposed a policy that would more easily allow for the termination of bureaucrats who are deliberately undermining our democracy, or at minimum, just want to hold on to their positions in order to drain the swamp and root out the deep state. The remarks also called for a great national effort to bring back our supply chains, bring back our factories, bring back our jobs, and secure manufacturing independence. With exorbitant gas prices that are further burdening American families, Trump asserted that the United States must reattain its energy independence by maximizing domestic oil and gas production while simultaneously bringing the cost of fuel back under $2.50 per gallon. Trump's prepared remarks also touched on trade policy. To build on my historically successful trade policies that brought back millions of jobs and billions of dollars, we need to strengthen our trade laws, give the president more tools to combat unfair trade, make Section 301 more usable, and make my China tariffs permanent. As China has faced no repercussions for the damage that the Wuhan coronavirus has imposed upon the world, Trump called for the creation of a commission to hold the country accountable. Moreover, the 45th president proposed resurrecting the initiative started under the Trump administration that works to halt Chinese espionage in the United States. He noted that Biden outrageously abolished the effort. Trump called for job search and training requirements for able-bodied single adults to be eligible for welfare. We should require proof of citizenship to receive the child tax credit, to stop subsidizing illegal immigration, the prepared remarks read. Among his other proposals, Trump focused on election integrity, advocating for universal voter ID and against ballot drop boxes. Our goal should be same-day voting with only paper ballots, the prepared remarks added. He also honed in on big tech, asserting big tech censorship must be stopped so that free speech can be restored.